Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Coming up on the show today, we take a look back at an extraordinary year in professional bass fishing, beginning with the Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, who almost won the AOI as well, 19-year-old phenom Trey McKinney. Then the guy who will join the elites in 2025, the EQ Angler of the Year, Easton Fothergill. And finally, the first Canadian and the first non-American to win Angler of the Year, Chris Johnson, is in as well as we take a look back at our champions. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish. Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, we're going to start things off in our champion show with the Rookie of the Year. Could have been so much more. I mean, let's say he could have been so much more. He was running away with the Angler of the Year, was going to win the Rookie of the Year and the Angler of the Year. Had that snafu at Smith Lake. It dropped him back. It was the only tournament he didn't cash a check in, didn't make a Saturday cut in. But really, on the water, he had over 16 pounds that day. He had the biggest bag of the day. He was going to be leading that tournament or near the top of that tournament, but it didn't work out. But he rallied and showed some class with a 42nd place finish at Champlain and then third at the St. Lawrence River. He is, of course, the phenom Trey McKinney, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Trey, welcome in. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, you are, mature beyond your years. You turned 19 during the season here back in February, and, you know, what happened to you would have devastated so many people. You still won over $250,000 this season alone on the Elite Series, and you went up north, and you made a run at it. You pushed. You ended up finishing second in the AOY and third in the tournament at the St. Lawrence. But how did you compartmentalize this thing and just put it out of your mind and not be up all night thinking about what happened back in Alabama?
You know, I can't lie. Like, this last tournament really hurt. I'm taking it the wrong way. It was as amazing as a week to remember, but it really hurt knowing that, you know, if I would have just had it, just not even as good as what I would have finished at Smith, just a 50th place finish at Smith, knowing that I would have walked away with a piece that is an unbelievable achievement. You know, there's only one angler a year that gets to hoist that trophy, and it left us with a gap, but it just gives us more fuel to move on. I really came in with peace when I was up here for pre-practice. You know, I realized, you know, past is past, future's future, and you know, there's nothing I can do about it. It happened. It's done. It's over. And just thinking about more of the future, and you know, the main thing about this is just thinking about a career standpoint, and really hoping that I have a long career in this. It's something I love. It's something I dream of every night. It's something that I enjoy doing, and that says a lot when you can wake up, enjoy what you're doing, and try to make a living doing it.
You took a lot of shots, social media-wise, everything else. I mean, a lot of heat. a lot of false accusations. At one point in time, I counted about 7 or 8 accusations, really, about you, about various things. And every single one of them was proven to be false, that they were not true. These things that were coming after you. Now, obviously, there's a certain amount of envy involved there because you were being so successful. But again, you're 19 years old. I mean, how did that affect you? Did it sour you at all, or are you able to just kind of look past all of that stuff and say, you know what, that's part of the deal. When you're near the mountaintop or at the mountaintop, people are going to take shots.
You know, that's the one thing that, I can come in and say it doesn't bother me on any kind of public thing, but it does. You know, it's kind of one of them things where, I've worked, and don't get me wrong, I am 19, but I have worked so hard for something that anything that we have achieved this year. And to see people, try to chop you down off the tree that you've tried to climb, it is hurtful. Stuff that, is absurd, and that I'm trying my hardest to, stay on the straight and narrow path. And, the few mistakes I did make, I did. I took full responsibility for, at St. John's, anything I have done at Smith, that was my own doing.
Sure.
I got stressed out, a lot, it slipped from me. I was waiting on my check-in time that I thought was 3. It wasn't that I misjudged my run time, that I misjudged anything. It was that I truly thought that I was weighing in at 3, and I was sitting there waiting. So my fish were in good care. I was taking care of my fish, just waiting on that time to go up there and weigh them on the scale to be pumped to go to that northern swing, knowing that I have a legitimate shot at the title. So, it does hurt a little bit when people, try to take what you've done and don't give you, your full, like, hey man, instead of good job, it's like, hey, what can we get him on this time? What can we try to get him on this time? It does hurt, but hopefully, we can just put our head down. It's like anything, there's a lot of drama in a lot of stuff, but that's one thing that we can't let affect us. I want to get on social media and be like, comment on something and be like, man, this is what really happened, anything else like that, so people don't twist stories. But I feel like for me, it's better just to lay low. I have peace with what I have done this year. I pray about it every night, knowing that I feel I'm in the right. And I have peace with what I've done this year and staying on that straight road. And that's what I intend to do for the rest of my career.
Well, from, before you were born, things have happened in sports, in professional sports, with young guys that have come in, young phenoms that have come in, that have all dealt with the same thing. Jeff Gordon in NASCAR, when he first came in, I mean, oh my gosh, they ruined him when he went out. He was like a hero. Joey Logano, when he first came in, very young, everybody was ripping on him. Now he's a 2-time NASCAR champion, Michael Jordan, even when early on, it was like, oh, he cheats, he gets to travel in lane and the Jordan rules and all of that kind of stuff. So history of professional sports is littered with stories of young guys that come in and that have to face a lot of this heat, and then they overcome it, and then by the end of their career, they're like, Dale Earnhardt, they're like the greatest thing since sliced bread. So there is something to learn there from history.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's an awesome, just I love it because it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It's uncharted territory for me. A lot of this, what we've done this year, and I've learned so much. I've learned so much on fishing. I've learned so much on life. I've learned on life on the road. I've learned little things, that play big roles in our lives. And that's one thing that was really important this year. And I had never been experienced. I've never been exposed to any of this type of life, And now getting through this year, at times this year flew by of a blink of an eye, and then at times it felt like it was sliding. Mm-hmm. It was real slow, but we've learned so much this year, and that's what I'm really blessed with this year, is just how much I've learned on I hate to say this, you want to be a people pleaser, you want everybody to be your friend,
yeah,
but to realize when a guy truly has a true friend. There's not a whole lot of those in a lifetime. And that's what I'm really taking for granted is finding those people that I can trust, true friends that just, you can go with, you can grow with. It means so much to me to have those few people in the fishing industry that I truly adore, on them having faith in me, them keeping me positive. Anything like that is it's a huge thing in life. That, we can't take anything with us, but that's one thing that makes a lot life a lot more meaningful.
I actually tweeted out something of you during the tournament that I appreciated. It's just a pet peeve of mine because I deal with sponsors all the time. And the fact that on the back of your FXR rain gear, you had your sponsors listed all there on it. And that's been, I've said this for years. It's like, you know, these guys spend so much time in their rain gear. Why doesn't their rain gear look like their jersey? So at least all their sponsors who are paying all this money to support these people, you know, get some love. And sure enough, there they were, you know, most of all your main sponsors on your gear. So that's a smart thing, you know, by you. I'll tell you, it was a joy watching you. And for you to go to the St. Lawrence, you hadn't fished that wasn't your style of fishing. You hadn't fished Champlain and St. Lawrence. You didn't know from these brown bass and everything else. And for you to finish third, you know, in your second real true smallmouth event, I mean, it says a lot for the future.
Yeah, so when I was standing up there with Chris and Corey, I was like, dude, I know this seems a little bit weird or anything. I know, like, whatever, but I was like, dude, I am so honored just to be all here and stand up here with y'all. Like, this is like, that was the most moment of my life,
yeah.
to feel accomplishment, you know, like, yes, you can go all over and do something, but when you have a true personal goal of figuring out a certain type of fishery for that week, not, and I don't know a lot that goes on there, but that week was very blessed, and we were able to figure it out in that time, and it just, I told them, I was like, dude, you don't know how much it means to me just to be able to, yeah, to stand up to here in a top 10 on a fishery that I never thought would happen. And it was huge, you know.
Yeah.
And going forward, the confidence that says, Trey, you can, you know, if you're presenting your bait right and you have the ability to do this, I mean, that's a huge thing in your career, is once you have that turning point of, okay, instead of being negative and you have the point of, I can do it, is... It helps so much.
Yeah, well,
and I think very blessed that I had that this week of having the confidence on these years going up, because every year everybody knows there's a northern swing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you certainly can do it. Trey McKinney has been our guest. Congrats on a great season. Enjoy the woods, and we'll look forward to chatting again down the road.
Thank you so much, buddy. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, thank you. And it's Trey McKinney. All right, when we come back, the guy that took the trophy, the blue trophy at the St. Lawrence, it was, of course, Corey Johnston, and he's coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, time to talk to the guy that, look, this is the fourth time we've talked to this guy in a year. We don't talk to people four times in a year, but we always get the winners on from the Opens. He won a couple of Opens. He won the Classic Bracket about a year ago. And now he claimed the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Angler of the Year title. He is an Eastern Fothergill and fished at Montevallo in Alabama as a college angler, but he is from up north in Minnesota, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Easton, welcome to the show again. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna have to give you a union card or something. I mean, as much as you've come on this show now with all these wins and everything else that has happened, and it's what a whirlwind 13 months or so that it has been from you. I mean, just do you ever just sit back and think about the time that you were sitting in a hospital room in Birmingham, you know, having this mass removed from your brain, and that 13 months later you're an Elite Series angler and you didn't sneak in. You blew away the field in the, in the Opens Angler of the Year.
Like you said, just in the hospital bed. And then from then on, every single dream that I've ever had as a child has come true since I was in the hospital bed. It's just crazy how all that's worked out. And, I'm blessed for sure.
Talk about the way this year unfolded, because you went to Okeechobee right off the bat and you got to feel like, yeah, okay, you know, I'm the classic guy that, or the classic bracket guy, and I'm going to be fishing in the Bassmaster Classic. But look at these studs. You know, I look around the room and you see some guys that are real sticks there, and you end up in the top 10. You make a championship Saturday right off the bat in your first one. Just talk about how that set you up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly like you said. I was just, I felt like the complete underdog going into Okeechobee, just looking around, seeing all the, the Randall Tharps, Brandon McMillans, Ish Monroes, just guys that have made incredible careers fishing Bassmaster. And yeah, like I said, I felt like a complete underdog. And, going out the first day of that event, I actually had a pretty tough day. I believe I was in like 80th place or something. Ended up having a monster bag day two and just barely slid into the top 10 going into that event. So to have that type of finish at Okeechobee definitely set me up for the rest of the season, kind of gave me some confidence and was like, hey, maybe I can do something here. So without that finish at Okeechobee, I really don't think I would have had the season I did.
And I look at your season results. I mean, you fished 10 tournaments as a pro, basically, right off the bat. And your average finish was about 22nd all season long, including your 16th at the Bassmaster Classic. But outside of the Classic, it was a 200-man field, not a 100-man field, not finishing in the middle of a 100-man field or in the top 25 or so out of a 100-man field. We're talking about a 200-man field. Basically, you finished in the top 10%, 12% of the field all season long. I mean, when you think about that, that's an incredible season. That reminds me of Seth Fighter a few years ago when he won the AOI on the Elites and just week in and week out was there every single week.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about just looking back at the Opens field that they had last year. I mean, it was a really stacked field. And yeah, just to have that sort of season and have this sort of momentum swing that I've had since the College Classic bracket win has been just a wild ride. And I'm fishing with a lot of confidence, and I'm just trying to work hard and ride that momentum as long as I can.
With the $45,000 bonus for being Angler of the Year, I mean, it brought you to $180,000 in year one, and of course, all of your entry fees were paid via your college bracket win as well. So, I mean, did you imagine? Did you have a number in mind? Like, if I can go out and make $50,000, that'd be great. You made $180,000 in your first year as a pro.
It's crazy. Every aspect of the season I had this year is just wild. How the I mean, it's crazy to think how, you know, I went out every Opens morning just thankful to even be here. Just the only reason I was here is from like College Classic bracket win. You know, I wasn't planning on being able to do it financially yet. I was thinking I would have to work 3 or 4 years to build up the backing, the financial backing to go out and do it. So it's just crazy how much that college bracket tournament has changed my life and, you know, really set me up to fish the pros in the future.
I suppose the only place that, you know, you had a little bit of a rocky go is the 83rd at Santee Cooper Lake. When you look at the season, what was the one that surprised you the most and what was the one that disappointed you the most that you thought you had, you know, a better shot at?
I guess Santee was definitely the most disappointing one, but I'm also thankful for that finish because it taught me a huge lesson. It taught me to not get ahead of yourself trying to make a top 10 or even win a tournament in the Opens. You got to play the long game, play the points game, and that's what really bit me at Santee. I was catching bedfish, and I went out day one, had a really good bag. I think I was in the top 20 after day one. And then, you know, I went out super confident, just I'm going to go catch a bunch of bedfish and I'm going to, you know, make the top 10. And it really cost me not having an open mind. I can say that's the only day of the whole season I didn't go out with an open mind. I went out with the preconceived notions, and that's what really bit me. I didn't have, you know, a limit hole to, you know, grab some points and then maybe go for a top 10. I just went straight to it. And that's definitely the biggest lesson I learned this season in the Opens. You got to play the long game. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So that's a huge lesson that I learned this year. And I really learned from that tournament. And to be honest, I'm thankful I had that tournament to learn that lesson in the third open of the year.
We've seen you do a significant amount of damage with your forward-facing sonar. You seem to be very good as a finesse fisherman, as a guy that grew up, you know, up north. You know, people would automatically think that you had a spinning rod in your hand a lot. But would it be unfair to pigeonhole you as a finesse guy? Or is that the way you like to fish? I know you'll throw a jig, you know, that's for sure. But, you know, would it be unfair to say that you're a finesse guy?
I guess the biggest thing is that I just think this season really set up to be a finesse guy. I have really prided myself coming from Minnesota. I'm obviously a finesse guy at heart, but going to Montevallo the last 4 years, you know, I've really worked hard to make sure there's no holes in my game. You know, I can swim a jig, I can throw a buzzbait, I can do literally anything I feel like I need to do to catch the biggest fish I can. But I feel like this season and this schedule, you know, we had a lot of clear water and a lot of, you know, like the Wachitas and Martins, that sort of thing. They just set up for finesse fishing, and that's just happens to be one of my strong suits. So that's what we rode with, I guess. But as far as forward facing goes, when that came out, I got it right before I came to college, and that was something I told myself, you know, it's gonna change the sport right away, and that's something I really need to work hard at and to you know, to stay ahead of the curve with that. And you know, that's also something I take pride in with, you know, my tackle, my everything. I'm trying to always stay ahead of the game and, yeah, just you know, trying to have a leg up on all my competition. So
Easton Fothergill with us here. He is the Opens AOI and headed to the Elites. And, of course, also will be fishing his second Bassmaster Classic as well at Lake Ray Roberts. Speaking of the forward facing, the new rule that comes into play for the Elites for 2025, does that affect you much at all? I mean, you didn't have them hanging all over your boat anyway, right? You just had did you just have the one, you know, on the trolling motor. How do you react to the fact that you know, they've made this adjustment? You know, as minor as it might seem, or does it feel major to you?
This year I actually ran 3 forward facings. I had 2 on my trolling motor and I had 1 on the back of the boat.
You have ripped 2 of those off now, and I think, you know, you got to make that decision.
Yep. And to be honest, I really love that rule change. You really don't need all that, and it felt, you know, kind of daunting to try to keep up with everyone. You know, that's a lot of money you got to throw onto your boat to feel like you can still compete. And I also just think about, you know, the high school, middle school kids looking at all the pros boats, just how daunting that would be being a high school kid. Just, man, that's what I got to buy to, you know, compete on my boat. You know, one transducer and one, you know, it seems a lot more attainable for a little kid. And that's the biggest thing to me. It's just, and, you know, to be honest, all those transducers, they really don't make you that much more efficient. You just need one to do your job. And, you know, I think that rule is a super good thing for the fishing, and I hope everyone falls in suit with that. I really love that rule change.
Is your plan to fish just Elites, or do you think, I mean, you know, that's 10 tournaments with the you know, with the Classic in there, or do you are you going to mix in one of the divisions of the Opens as well?
I might try to get in the EQs when I don't know. We'll see when they announce the schedule where they're at, but I would really like to do some of the EQs and really get back into the open.
That's right. You can go straight EQ. I forgot. That's right. Now that you're an elite, you can jump right into the EQs. You don't even have to fish the qualifying tournament. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be a blast to be able to do those. So I guess we'll just sit back and wait till they announce the schedule and see where they're at and see how it fits into my schedule. But I would love to.
It's kind of cool because it extends the season. You know, the EQs will be a fall season, mm-hmm. basically. And, you know, so that'll be a September, October, November, or October, November type of deal. So that'll all be after the elite season. So that's kind of cool as well. It'll basically extend that season, make it a 13 tournament season, which would be pretty solid.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, typically, the elites, you know, they end in August, and the opens typically in October. So it'd be fun to have some more big-time fall tournaments, which, you know, other than that COVID year, that normally doesn't happen. So it'd be really cool to see some professional fall tournaments happen, and I would really like to be a part of that.
Yeah, fishing for 75 grand first place with a full field, that doesn't suck either. All right, for just a quick thought on starting in Florida, Okeechobee, of course, you had that top 10 finish. You'll start out at the St. John's River with the upcoming elite season. It's great diversity, it seems like, on this upcoming schedule.
Yeah, I love the schedule. It's the perfect diversity of, you know, the forward facing sonar tournaments that'll play, and then there'll also be plenty of the flipping buzzbait shallow water beatdowns. So
nice.
I love the schedule, and you know, whoever is the most versatile man will win AOI next year, and that's how I think it should be, and I'm super excited to get after it.
Well, top three come on after every elite event. I got a feeling we're going to be talking to you again some next year, but Easton Fothergill has been our guest. Easton, and enjoy the short off season, and we appreciate you joining us again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. The guy finished to average 22nd, top 12% in every tournament that he fished last year. Now, on the elites, that means he would be in the top 10 every week. I mean, it's just crazy. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we continue at our champion show. All champions today. We're going to end it with the ultimate champion, the Angler of the Year, Chris Johnston. He wins Angler of the Year. He was outstanding in the tournament as well at the St. Lawrence, as he always is. Was very good at Champlain. He came out like a truck to win this whole thing, and it was fascinating to watch all weekend long last weekend. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm just finally getting a little downtime, to be honest. It's been a busy, busy couple weeks, but now I just got some time to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you should enjoy it because, I mean, this was an outstanding performance by you. And we've got to be honest here. There are so many things that fell into place over the last, you know, month and a half of the season that kind of opened the door for you to grab this Angler of the Year, starting with Trey McKinney screwing up at Smith Lake. Let's be honest. I mean, the kid doesn't screw up. You know what I mean? Kid comes in on time, and you're all fishing for second, right? So,
yeah, he blows it out of the water. It's such a, like, a simple mistake, but it cost him his whole year. That one stings.
Yeah, well, that hurt. And then, of course, you know, Justin Hammer struggled a little bit up there, and that opened the door when he didn't make it to the weekend as well. And then you did.
I didn't think Hammer was going to stop catching him, to be honest. He was having an incredible year.
Yeah, so that was surprising because he's had some success up there in the past, the Alabama Angler. Yep. And, you know, but you do what you do. And then, of course, the other thing is, the wind blows on Saturday to the point where, okay, I got to go to my honey hole. And it was, you know, if the wind's not blowing on Saturday, you were out in the lake, struggled a little bit on Friday out there. But if the wind's not blowing, are you blowing right by that buoy and heading right for the lake again or not? Or were you going to go there one way or the other?
No, I go to the lake. So that spot. We joke about it with buddies that fish the river for the last like 5 years. It's like, man, we wish we could blow that spot up because when the fish are on it, which they're on it 90% of the time, you can't compete on any other river spots when it's river only because it always gets one there. And it's like, let's race to that spot and fish by four or five boats. So I try not to fish it. But when the lake's open, you can go out in the lake and you can compete with it no problem. And in a four-day tournament, you can usually outfish it. So... yeah, day two, I start on it, throwing my minnow, but I got there late as the last boat out, and I watched G and McKinney absolutely hammering them for like 2 hours. I lost 1-6, and I wasn't on the sweet spots at all. But I'm like, if I can get two bass out of this spot, two good ones, I'll go to the lake, and I can get three more good ones. I got a long day, and it didn't happen for me that day, and I got run around trying to fish history and like just big fish spots. And I got spun out on day two for sure. But yeah, day three, the wind blew and I have no problem fishing in the wind, as you know, but you can't do it when you're going out of Waddington because it's a timing issue.
Yeah.
So I have to go to the honey hole. Like I don't have another option. That's where I go for the past 7 years. I go to that spot when you can't get to the lake. Because some of the biggest fish in the river live there.
Yeah. So, and you had said it before you went out. You said, look, I know Robert G's not going to like this, but I got to go there. And you also mentioned the fact that, look, Robert G and everybody else that has kind of marked that spot, they saw you doing this on live. They saw you win there 4 years ago. They've seen the aerial shots of it. You know, it's not too hard to figure out where that turquoise buoy is. I was wondering whether or not maybe you and your buddies have been out there, you know, with a can of spray paint, just paint that buoy red or change it, maybe make it, you know, so people can't find it. But
buoy puts on the map.
Yeah, but and you like, said you were going there, yeah.
Yeah, and I really don't like fishing the spot, and I did it in practice. I fished it for 10 minutes, and I caught two. And a buddy of mine, Jay Shakir, was behind me. He's like, you catch it? I'm like, yeah, I caught two. Like, it's no secret. It's a community spot. And even G's like, yeah, it's a community spot. And I have no problem with anyone fishing it now. Like, I exploited it and I turned it into that, but I need to fish it because that's where I fish when I can't get on the lake. And when I pulled up, G was like kind of in the middle of the break. It's probably a 200 yard break. And I'm like, all right, I can just get on this corner of it on the right side. And I didn't pull up 15 feet from him, but when the cameras were rolling and we were both catching him, he had drifted down to me, which completely fine. And I think you guys heard our conversation and he didn't understand that, listen, this is where I fished and kind of exploited this spot.
Right.
And that's where it gets confusing. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I can't argue with that. And there's tons of fish. We both caught lots and we both caught good fish. So,
and you weren't trying to run them off. I mean, it wasn't like you were saying, oh, this is my spot, you shouldn't be here. It was, you know, you. It seemed like you were okay with the fact that he was there and that you almost anticipated. There was no way you were going to go there and nobody would be there.
No, usually there's about five boats on that spot right there. So it's, no, I wasn't mad at all. And I don't think he was either. But I think when I started catching big ones, I think he maybe got a little frustrated.
Yeah. So what's the difference? First of all, the spot itself, what's amazing about it is, like you say, this has been being pounded for a long time. I mean, you won there in 2020, but, you know, you had fished there many years before that. It's an ATM machine for you guys, you and your brother, you know, going through there. But what's amazing is it continues to reload. I don't know if the smallmouth are stupid or if it's just that good a spot. It's kind of like an underwater ledge. You could see it so clearly on the forward facing. It's like an underwater cliff, if you will, and they just keep coming back to it. They can't resist that spot.
It blows my mind how the fish keep using it. And I dropped an underwater camera down on it. I do it all the time because I try not to even fish it in practice. And there is hundreds of 5-pounders down there. I don't mind saying that now because it's even worse of a community hole. But it's just, it's right in the central of where all the biggest fish in the river are. Like, you got spawning flats all around that island. You got Baysfield Bay, you got up by the ferry, and there's shoals, all like the biggest fish spawn around there, and they all go to that break. I think different schools pull up on it all the time, but it seems like all those big fish use that break at some point.
Chris Johnson with us. He is the new angler of the year, Bassmaster Angler of the Year. That comes with an extra 100 G's, which is awfully nice as well. And what a season it was for you. I mean, you make every cut except for one, which was the Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler Lake, the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler. Is the only time that you don't make a Saturday cut. So it was tremendous. When you head north after the 18th place finish at Smith Lake, when you head north to fish, you know, Champlain and the St. Lawrence River, what's your thought process? Are you doing the math? I know we talked about this a little bit before you went up there, but were you doing the math and say, boy, if these guys give me a little opening, if I finish top five in both events, I'm going to win Angler of the Year?
I wanted to really do well at Champlain and just give myself a chance on the St. Lawrence River. Mm-hmm. And I figured I needed a top 10 on Lake Champlain. It just so happened to work out. I finished second, and that was another close one. But on Champlain, it was more of a fun tournament for me because I had like five areas where I was catching fish, and you know what? I'm just gonna go fish those five areas, and whatever happens, happens. And then when I got to the St. Lawrence, I kind of stressed myself out because now I've got like 70 different areas, and my mind, it was one of those things, local knowledge. I knew too much, and I spun myself out trying to do too many different things. Mm-hmm. And when you only got 5 hours of fishing because of the long run, I almost messed it up, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you what, you didn't. Yeah, ultimately get this victory in the Angler of the Year title. And you also said something when you were out there fishing that spot at the St. Lawrence, was that you couldn't do this, what you were doing, you couldn't do it without the forward-facing sonar because of the fact that you had to drop that minnow right over them. You had to know, you know, put it right on top of their head. But you did do it there for years without forward-facing sonar. What was the difference in how that plays in you know, in a spot like that?
Fish have got educated. Mm. I used to catch them. You go through different baits. When I first did it, it used to be a drop shot. You'd start on the break and you'd drift right on the break, and then you'd drift back 50 yards. And then you go back up and drift. And then after that, I was catching them on like bottom contact baits. You'd throw it up to the break, and half the time you'd get snagged on the break. And if you could get it over that break, you'd get a bite. But the fish just, they get used to what, like, different presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And actually someone won a tournament last year on a minnow on that spot. And it's just something they haven't seen a ton of. And I bet you by next year, they're going to look at minnows and say, nope, seen that too many times. And you're going to need a new bait and something new to trick them up.
Yeah, good point. Chris Johnson with us here. All right, so Brother Corey gets the win. We just talked to him. How much, look, you guys are very competitive. There's no doubt about it. But you're brothers, and you got to bust each other's chops. How much grief will he get from the boys back north of the border over yakking like he was on Saturday? I mean, the technicolor yawn that he took over the side was pretty impressive. And then he just gets up and keeps catching him.
Oh, I laughed when I heard that, to be honest.
Have you seen it yet? Have you seen the footage of it yet? Someone
sent me the video. It's hilarious. And to be honest, I'll give him a hard time, but I was in a similar situation there years ago, and I don't know what it is, but when you're staring down that screen looking at your live scope, I started to get a little woozy too. I was like, oh man, this isn't normal. And that day that it happened, I turned back to my cameraman. I'm like, you don't look so good. He's like, nah, I'm not feeling so good. I'm like, if you need to throw up, just do it. He's like, I already did five times.
Oh, God. So,
when you're looking through a camera lens or at the live scope, it can catch you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I grew up on that lake, and people don't understand. You get swells out there. I mean, the waves, the wind is one thing, but you get swells out there like the ocean. And, you know, the old thing we all learn as kids, right, is keep an eye on the horizon, right? Just watch the horizon. Well, you can't watch the horizon when you're looking down at that screen, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, it's entertaining. It's always fun, and I'm always trying to beat them or trying to beat me. And to be honest, on day two, I was like, I could have went over there, but where he wasn't, I didn't think I could catch them good. It was kind of it's a risky spot.
Yeah.
There's lots of fish, but they don't bite good. They've been heavily pressured, and he was catching them on a minnow as well over there. But on day one, he caught seven bass. So my safer bet on day two, I was going to try and fish off that island, get two or three big ones, and then just go out to the lake where I fish all the time, and I figured I could get two or three big bites because I had a long day. It just didn't work for me on day two.
Yeah. Well, those shots of the family all on the stage, dad, mom, the kids, your kids and Corey's kids look like they're almost the same age. I mean, those cousins, they gotta be living large, you know, thinking that this is normal, that Uncle Corey wins the tournament and dad wins the angler of the year. You guys took a lot of money out of there this weekend, and it was really, really fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun watching them grow up together too. And they love fishing, they love hunting, and they get to do it all together. I think mine's the oldest at 7 years old, and his youngest is four.
Yeah, they're all
They're all playing together, and they've already got to go in some tournaments, and they're being brought up in the outdoors, and we're trying to do it right.
It's a beautiful thing for sure. Chris Johnson has been our guest. He is the angler of the year. Chris, appreciate you coming on this year. You're on two or three times, but that's what happens when you're fishing so well. And you know, congratulations on the angler of the year, and you know, can't wait for big things to get started in 2025, man. Enjoy the downtime, enjoy the woods.
I appreciate the call.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Chris Johnson.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. And how would you like the ability to store waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather and water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. And pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. And this is the last week to receive a $50 gift card from Omnia for buying Omnia Pro. So it costs you $39 and you get $50 back. You might want to jump on that deal now. Now, Bass has decided to end the co-angler program for the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, and for the last 6 years, I have fished several opens a year as a co-angler and wrote many articles about the experience. And to be honest, in 21 events, I never had a bad experience with a pro. In fact, most were memorable and educational. But as time went on, I tried to view the experience from the pro's point of view. In most cases, the guy has several thousand dollars invested in trying to cash in on the dream of making the elite. And I'm back there asking him what kind of bait scent he uses. This is serious business for these guys. And unless there is a co in every boat, it's just not fair. So I get it. The time had come. I have great memories and look forward to more time at the front of the boat. And that's my last cast. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, And this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.